Podcast today's show at rte.ie/todaywithseanorourke.
It's time to get your digital recorders at the ready because the Feast of Christmas television viewing has begun. Now here to tell us about some highlights over the festive period, Paul Whittington, film and television reviewer with the Irish Independent, and Edel Coffey. Paul, I suppose there are big changes in the way we watch television, what with box sets, Netflix and the rest of it, but still there's something traditional about Christmas television, isn't there?
There is, and in a way, this for a lot of people, this is the only time of the year where the actual schedules come into play in a different way than they do during the year, and people maybe stop watching their Netflix to the same extent and start tuning into the...
Now, you and Edel have been working feverishly through the RTE guide, so give us some of the best movies as you see them.
Well, firstly, I suppose one should say that Sky Movies, for people who have Sky Movies, have a couple of the newer films on. They have Muppets Most Wanted on, which is a sequel, which is great fun. It's very funny. I don't know if you saw it, Edel, but it is funny. We have the Lego Movie, which was one of the great children's movies from this year. Very, very funny. And Frozen. And then we have Noah, which was one of the other great early films of the year. It's on. These films, Noah's on the 28th on Sky Prime, but they tend to have them on every day. Noah was a rather dour biblical film, but it's a bit of fun.
Okay, well, Edel, what can we watch for free?
I mean, there must be loads of stuff. And actually, this is the time of year where I scrupulously go through the schedule and start setting record and getting into a fell mood if I have clashes of scheduling as well. So I have chosen a few late night ones. If you have Channel 4, which is on your regular TV schedule, you can record The Tree of Life, which is very ponderous, but a very beautiful film. That's on December 22nd, and it's on very late, which is why I'm saying record is on at 5 to 2 in the morning on Channel 4. And then the other one that I thought people should record if they haven't seen, this is one of my favourite films, is Hot Fuzz. It's really, really funny. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, and it's basically a skit of all the cop movies. Have you ever seen that one?
I have.
And it's just wonderful. It's great fun. And that's on at 10 past midnight on Christmas Eve. A lovely one to watch on Christmas Day after the dinner.
Paul?
There are other free ones, Sean. The film that people should be compelled to watch, but often do watch on Christmas, it's on Christmas Eve, is A Wonderful Life, which is, it's Christmas starts here. And a lot of people love watching that film and have watched it 100 times.
I cry at the end every time.
Yeah, it is a nice one. And if you want an antidote to that, although it is rather a darker film than people remember, Bad Santa is being shown. But actually, this is not free. It's a Sky Movies Christmas show. It's on elsewhere, I think, over Christmas as well. And that is a very funny black comedy about a drunken Santa who has a kind of redemption of sorts.
But there's a huge array of, familiar ones there.
Anna Karenina is also going to be on, actually, on Christmas Day with Keira Knightley. And Donald Gleeson actually is in that too. That was a huge Hollywood production. And it's quite lovely, actually. That's on at 20 to 11.
And Christmas the Hardy Day. Annuals?
And the Hardy annuals, they're all there. If
Wizard
you want
of Oz, Stephen's Day, TV3, which is a lovely film, I must say. It is, I mean, it's one of those films, again, that's very associated with this time of year for no particular reason, actually. There's no Christmas in it, but it just is.
And Scrooged as well, Christmas Eve, TV3, 9:15 at night. That's one
Bill
of my favourites, Bill
yeah.
Murray. Very, very funny. It doesn't get old for me. I've watched it about 20 times now, I'd say, at this stage.
Now, the only thing a lot of people would want to know is, where can we see Mary Poppins?
That's the only thing that people want to know. Well, Sean, I know it's a favourite.
You want to be sure you're going to get the spice beef and be able to watch Mary Poppins as well.
It's a favourite of yours, obviously. Mary Poppins is on BBC One on New Year's Day at 10:10.
We have to wait that long.
New Year's Day.
Okay.
But you don't have to stay up late.
For Dick Van Dyke's extraordinary
day before I go back to work. Okay, what else is worth watching?
Well, obviously, this is the time of year when the Christmas special really comes into its own. And we can't really talk about Christmas TV without talking about Downton Abbey. Which is, it's become a bit of a tradition now at this stage that they have their Christmas Day special at 9 o'clock
their
on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day pantomime.
It is a pantomime at this stage. Yeah. It's kind of like one of those American soap operas where inevitably something absolutely
I demand a love hate Christmas special if you have to have a Downton Abbey Christmas special. They're not obliging us with that.
That would really be something special, wouldn't it? But if they were going under Downton Abbey rules, Nidge would definitely be coming back to life because that's the kind of unbelievable stuff that happens in Downton Abbey. But they have their own Christmas album and everything at this stage. It's completely got its own momentum, and it's got all the American stars in it now at this stage, so it's worth watching for a bit of hammy fun.
And then Mrs. Brown's Boys, again, a
yes.
Christmas special there.
Yeah, I think, in fact, I think there's two on over the two, and then they're on BBC One and RTÉ, and the first
Christmas
one
Day,
is on Christmas Day.
10:05 RTÉ One.
On RTÉ One, and, you know, it depends. Mrs. Brown is a divisive subject. I just do not understand it. Millions of people love it, so there must be something wrong with me.
Well, I suppose if you haven't had the family row up to 10:05 on Christmas Day, maybe Mrs. Brown's Boys will do the trick for you about whether we should be watching it or
not. Absolutely. Hugely popular and continues to be so. And the film did really well as well. The critics had a go at it, but it did really well. So there you go.
And Edel, Doctor Who.
I know.
Last Christmas.
You might look at me and think I'm not a fan of Doctor Who. And actually, I'm not really, but I watch the Christmas special religiously. Again, it's something to do with that it just being once a year and to do with the scheduling, but I'm not a massive fan of it, but I love the Christmas one. Peter Capaldi is the new Doctor
Who. How have you
Who.
Felt about Capaldi?
I think he's great, actually. Mm. I think he's perfect. I love his kind of like, you know, his skinny frame and his kind of, he's yeah. very angular and yeah. I think he's
good
in the role.
He's kind of a grumpy Doctor Who, isn't
yeah,
he?
But yeah. that Doctor yeah. Who's meant to be grumpy.
That's good, yeah. yeah.
Another Christmas special from Mario Rosenstock.
Yes. With a lot of subjects to go through, and I imagine that, you know, the likes of Roy Keane will get a doing, and he's just so good at. I mean, there's everybody, Vincent Brown, Michael D. Higgins, everybody, and there's a lot to talk about.
The usual suspects.
Hopefully, the whole water thing
on
won't
RTÉ
come
2
up.
At yeah. 10 PM on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
What else? There's
Charlie Brooker's Screen Wipe. I love this guy. Yeah. He's just so scathing. He'll do his look back on the year, and he's got a brilliant turn of phrase. He basically looks at all the news events, all the television events that have happened over the year. I mean, if you don't know him, one of my favourite lines of his was his review of a new Walker Crisps flavours, and he described them as, they taste precisely like a tiny cat piping hot farts through a potpourri pouch into your mouth.
Edel.
Delicious.
His Channel 4 drama is on at the moment as well, isn't it, Edel?
The Black Mirror yeah, things, which yeah, again, yeah. that stars John Hamm. They've become really popular. They've been running for a couple of years.
What an image. Sorry. A lot of people won't be
that.
Able to look at their cat in quite the same light ever again, Paul.
In quite the same loving light.
Can you rescue this situation?
Sorry,
something
we should
about
say
Oliver
that
Callan.
That's
yeah,
on the 30th of December on
okay,
BBC
I'm
2
sure
at 10 o'clock.
Oliver Callan is about to be far more polite than Edel just was.
Well, possibly. He does your colleague Brian Dobson very well, and a version of him will be presenting his review of the year on December 30th on RTÉ One at 9:30 PM, and people will know Oliver Callan from the radio and the television, so they'll know what to expect from that one.
Let's look at something a bit more serious, because I know there are a lot of good documentaries on over the Christmas period as well. In fact, there's a very good one tonight, Paul.
Yes, Sean, Unbreakable, the Mark Pollock story, which got a bit of a cinematic release here a month or two back, but which a lot of people won't have seen, and it's an extraordinary story. Basically, he was diagnosed with blindness as a child and became completely blind, and that didn't stop him winning Commonwealth rowing medals and racing to the South Pole. But then in 2010, he had an accident. He fell from an upstairs window and became paralysed below the waist, but he's come back from that. It's an extraordinary and moving film for people who haven't seen it.
That's tonight at 9:35 RTÉ One.
That's right.
Television.
Yeah, and then there's another nice looking documentary on BBC Two on December 29th at 9 PM, which is a two-part one about, called The Snow Wolf Family and Me. It's a wildlife documentary about this guy called Gordon Buchanan, who spent months in the Canadian Arctic getting close to wolves, because a lot of these wolves have never seen people before up there, and he gets quite close to them and dispels some of the myths about them. And there's for Dubliners in particular, Man on Bridge, which is on December 28th on RTÉ One at 6:30, is the story of Arthur Fields, who a lot of people in this city will remember. He spent more than 50 years taking photos on O'Connell Bridge, and he took photos of all sorts of people, sometimes famous people like Brendan Behan, but more often passers-by, and they provide this extraordinary record of how the city changed.
A few other quick mentions?
In Thank GA, it's 2014. It sounds like a nice documentary. Richie Hogan, who a lot of people will remember from last season, he's the Hurler of the Year. He visits Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin, where he spent a good deal of time as a child, and he has a special connection with this place. And the show will also look back on the year, but it sounds like a nice one.
And one that sounds really charming as well, I think, is the Roald Dahl film. I don't know how to pronounce this, Paul. SEO Trot, I think.
That sounds good to me.
It's
yeah.
on the 1st of January. Kerry, BBC One, 6:30. And it's an adult story. It's based on a story Roald Dahl wrote that sees two neighbours, two ageing neighbours come together. And what's remarkable of this is that Dustin Hoffman and Judi Dench are starring in it as the two people who fall in love, I believe. So it just sounds like a charming little
and
film.
And he's hardly ever done television.
So. Well, if everybody takes all of your advice, they're likely to put on about a stone. Certainly if they are accompanied on the couch by the boxes of chocolates that inevitably arrive in most houses around
Which
about
I
Christmas.
I hope they are.
Idella Coffey and Paul Whittington, thank you both for being with us, and a happy Christmas
Thanks
to you.
Sean, you too.
Happy viewing.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.